How about in high school? Were you active in activities or basketball,
well,
I guess?
Basketball was huge. When I was a freshman, the summer before my freshman year, we moved to Laverne, and that was huge for me. I thought World would always be Sentinel. My sister graduated from Sentinel, so she was leaving. She was the extrovert. My mother and my sister did all my talking for me. My sister sold my Girl Scout cookies for me. You know, they did all the extrovert things, so I could be content to be this little introvert that was pretty and smiled and was the pet of the basketball team, and life was very secure and small. Then we moved, and I freaked out. I still had the security of my family, and as God would have it, it was the best thing that could have happened to me. I love Sentinel. But I moved into a community that probably had the strongest class of students ever in the history of Laverne. A great composer named Jimmy Webb was in that class. Two people that I can think of offhand have PhDs. Just incredibly outstanding. This little town where everything I did was easy in terms of academics, basketball, music, everything was easy. I moved to a place where I was not the best in any of these things. It made me work twice as hard, and it was wonderful. It was wonderful for me, and it gave me the opportunity to really grow and stretch.
Your personality then became more outgoing?
No.
Did you remain shy?
I did. I remained shy, although, again, once I have friends and I'm comfortable in a situation, I'm not shy. It's just those new situations that really are difficult for me. And then once I'm familiar, then I'm not really shy. I can remember the first day of school. It was the first day that my mother was teaching school, and she took me to school, and I wouldn't get out of the car. She was like, I have to be at work. This is my first day, too. You have to get out of the car. And I wouldn't get out. But I did, and I had met a few of the kids, and I already had a crush on a boy named Lynn Hoke. So I walked in with all of my books behind Lynn Hoke, and I tripped and spilled all of my books. I was so humiliated. There were incidents so adolescent-like. Mother had arranged for me to be in the marching band because she had loved marching band. Sentinel didn't have that, so she had held this out as a reason to move. I was going to love being in the band. Band started before school, so that was a good thing. I'd taken lessons. She had driven me from Sentinel to Hobart to take saxophone lessons. So I was prepared musically, and the first day I went to band practice with my saxophone, Wayne Sizelove was next to me, and he took the saxophone out of his mouth and threw up, which, of course, everyone else freaked and ran away, and I was just freaking. I didn't know whether to get up or anyway, so that was traumatic. Then the next day I went to band practice, and we went out and started marching, and I had not practiced marching. So we get out, and we're marching down Main Street, and the drum major puts her hands up on the baton and tweets three times and puts her hands out, which means you take two steps to the right and spread out. Well, I didn't know that. So I'm still marching the same way, and they all go in the diagonal for two steps, and of course I run into everyone. I'm humiliated again. I take the saxophone, and I run home in tears. Again, this is 14 years old, and my family was so great. It's so typical of my family how they handled this. They were just empathetic, yes, but then they said, we'll teach you how to march. So the whole family goes marching in a circle. Even my dad said, I was in the Navy. I knew how to march. Judy was still home, not going to college yet. And we march around the house, calling out commands. And, of course, then all ended up laughing. And that gave me, you know, that then I had to get up and go back to school. But very quickly had great friends and had a wonderful experience in high school.
You talk about the shyness as a child. Now, as an adult, is there still a side of you that has a shyness?
Yes. Yes. You know, those are parts of your personality that you can't really change. You know, I've accepted that. You learn skills to deal with that.
Right.
But I have to push myself in new circumstances, new social circumstances. And I still would not choose to do a social hour like, you know, at a big gathering. I would not choose to do that. I'd rather not go to something by myself. But, oh my, the pageant system's so wonderful for shy girls.
And we'll get to that.
It pushes you to develop those skills.
Right. Musical instruments, saxophone, did you play?
Saxophone, always took piano lessons. That was kind of a rule with mother. So we took piano lessons, took voice lessons. I loved music from day one.
Somewhere along the line in here, you decided to add a Y to your name.
Oh, that's so funny. Inside the shy girl was a performer with dreams. I wanted to be a performer. It was my dream always. I can remember at Grandmother Giroux's house dreaming any movie that I would see, Anne Marie in some movie. Oh, the imagination would run wild. And so I dreamed of seeing my name in lights. J-A-Y-N-E, J-A-Y-R-O-E, looked better in lights. So when we moved to Laverne, I decided that I would change my name to Jane, J-A-Y-N-E. So I did. And then by the time I went to college, I thought that was a silly dream, and I'm kind of a plain Jane, so I need to go back to where it matches all of my records. So I went back to plain Jane, J-A-N-E, and then 2 years later with Miss America, and that's why there has always been confusion. Because all the time at Laverne, I was J-A-Y-N-E.